I took a trip for Air Force when I was in college. I took ROTC. You had to take that. It was a land-grant college, and that's one of the rules, is that they furnish that kind of training. And so I had this opportunity to go to Lubbock, Texas, as a recruit and a student, the whole ball of wax together. And we kind of got in trouble down there because we didn't have much no military etiquette on campus at Laramie. And I'm walking down the street, and there are three of us are and jabbering with each other, and we come by an officer, and he says, "Don't you guys salute officers?" And no, boy, we all come to attention and yes sir'd it, and try to recompense over it, you know. And anyway, but we kept straightened up a little bit then for a while. But it was kind of funny, on the way home from there, they flew us back in an old DC-3, an old plane, and we were headed into Laramie from Cheyenne Air Base to Laramie. And to do that, you have to go over the mountain and down the hill, and on that hilltop, there was fog that day, and you couldn't see the ground. And but the guy that was flying was a flight instructor out of Laramie. And so he says, "Oh, I think I can get you there. I know the way." And so he dropped down below the fog, which is 40 feet off the ground, and flew through that canyon. You could look off either wingtip and see granite walls until he popped out in the open, and then he went down, landed on the airport runway at Fort Laramie. And when he started down through there, somebody says, "Hey, should we put our parachutes on?" Oh, I says, "Don't worry about them. There wouldn't be no time to use one in here." And I said, "I know the road." He knew every rock down that canyon, and he, that was an exciting little trip for a ways.